father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots postseason victory Monday. Patriots 16-3 over the Chargers. Loud crowd, loudish crowd, home crowd gets the job done. Yes, Pitsy?
Yeah, Andy, a regular listener, season ticket holder at the stadium, my buddy Vinny, often texts in during the postgame show. He actually texted in early this afternoon while we're on commercial break and said, the vibes at the stadium last night and the way that game played out reminded him most of, and I don't think we've made mention of this yet, the Patriots' last postseason win, Super Bowl 53.
Oh, there was definitely a, is it a good game or the defense is playing well or the offense is sucking?
Very similar score, too.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely going down that road, and you make one throw, one play to a tight end that gets you a touchdown. That kind of changes everything. This one, you actually get in with Hunter Henry. So I could see the comparisons. Vinny probably just got home. That's also probably part of
it. He did. He just pulled into his driveway a few minutes ago.
By all accounts, the traffic was horrific last night.
New England is the Dunks, the Bucks, and everything else, and the Mary Lou's news flying off the shelf. People must be just dragging ass today, but we salute you. Hang in there, folks.
Absolutely.
Just a couple more hours, then you can. You know what the best part is? Sit your ass down on the sofa tonight. You know, order a little Papagino, some Tooch, whatever you need to, and watch one more playoff game. Your reward is to sit and be tired or hungover or both and eat pizza and listen to us and watch a playoff game. What a treat.
Cheer for Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I never thought we'd do it. But
Kenneth Gainwell and his 65 yards rushing and receiving prop that I bet.
Speaking of that crowd, how was that crowd, Stephon Diggs?
I'm not going to say it. They could have been a little louder.
Oh.
They got loud at times, but I think they might take a little nap in between there a little bit. We got to give them a lot to cheer for, too, on the offensive side of the ball. But it was those spurts where you knew that they were present, and on defense they were present every time. I'm just talking from the offensive side of the ball. I appreciate the quietness a little bit, though. We'd be a little bit more efficient. But, you know, if something exciting happens, don't be scared to scream at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, I will when something exciting happens, and that's why they were loud on defense and quiet on offense. It wasn't respectful to the audibles of Drake May. It was because the offense wasn't doing a whole hell of a lot not named Ramondre Stevenson. Also, they broke a cardinal rule, no naps. Mike Vrabel tells them, no naps. The crowd was taking naps last night. But
yeah, you know what happens is sometimes you nap and you forget your coach isn't wearing a face mask, and then you bloody his face in celebratory joy.
About a half hour from now, we'll talk to Marcus Jones. An hour from now-ish, we'll talk to Drake May. But right now, it is 3:05, time for the three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
Dance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Dot tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Or for us today, it is story, other than the New England Patriots, who I almost texted you guys over the weekend. I was declaring the Patriots game as a must-win because of the news that broke on Saturday, but that felt like something that would easily get brought up and made fun of as a jinx if the Patriots ended up losing.
Yeah, probably.
So I kept it to myself, and they won, and now we're happy about that, which is great, because the other story that broke this weekend is Alex Bregman signing with the Chicago Cubs. So here's what we're going to do. Fitzy's pissed. I'm pissed. So what we're going to do is we're doing 2 3-point stances back-to-back. Fitzy's talking about Bregman. I am talking about the Red Sox, and then we'll break it down from there. So, Fitzy, for your first half of the 3-point stance, are you ready?
Oh, unlike Alex Bregman this year at Fenway, I get to bat leadoff? Sure.
Okay, well, here is 60 seconds. Hit it out of the park. Go ahead.
Well, just in case you were unaware of it, you did just hear the news from Dan Ball. You probably heard it late on Saturday night as Caleb Williams was orchestrating one of the great NFL postseason comebacks, completing a night for Chicago sports that was an all-timer. You see, the Bulls won, the Blackhawks won, the Chicago Bears came back from 21-3. Oh, and the Chicago Cubs stole your third baseman slash unofficial clubhouse leader slash future manager, Alex Bregman, right out from underneath your base path, 5 years, $175 million, as the Boston Red Sox admirably continue Operation FAFO this offseason. I have said one and many times as I have waved the white flag of postseason logic for these Red Sox, the hot stove nonsense continues to flummox me on a regular basis. If you were going to be so dissatisfied with the defensive play of Rafael Devers that you felt the need to go out and get a defensive replacement and a better clubhouse leader in the form of Alex Bregman to the tune of 3 years, $40 million last year, which would upset your third baseman and best power hitter, forcing you to trade him away, you had to know that Alex Bregman is a mercenary, and so is his agent, Scott Boras, and you were going to have your feet held to the fire to the highest tune of whatever they wanted to get. And if you weren't willing to meet it, and then you were going to come out and say that, oh, we thought the $40 million deal and our offer combined was going to be good enough, you don't understand his value, you don't understand your team, and you don't understand the market, and damn it, you deserve this. But you know who doesn't? Your fans.
Playing the role of Ted Johnson in today's episode and ignoring the buzzer for the three-point stance is Nick Fitzy Stevens.
And with my 60 seconds, I will tack on to that, Fitzy, to remind people of the bigger picture for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are the pawns of Major League Baseball. Don't forget that because it's true. The definition, which you're not supposed to do to start a wedding speech, a person used by others for their own uses. Don't forget how this works. Agents identify the markets for their clients. So what should I do to drive up the price for my given free agent? Oh, let me tack on the Red Sox. They have a reputation, that's fading right now, of a big spender, of a big market, and they have a passionate fan base, passionate media market, a lot of people on Twitter who will amplify the fact that the Red Sox are interested in my player. You know who doesn't recognize this yet about themselves? That's the Boston Red Sox. They go into negotiations, their model creates this offer that they think is perfect, and they walk away believing, hey, we have Alex Bregman, we have Joe Ryan, we have these players in the bag. Meanwhile, the rest of the league is laughing at the Boston Red Sox and the offers that they put forth. AJ Pierzynski said it perfectly on Foul Territory earlier today, former Red Sox catcher. The Red Sox thought that Scott Boras was bluffing. They didn't budge on their offer. And that's how you end up getting $10 million less, and they go back to him when it's too late, and Bregman's upset, and now he's a member of the Chicago Cubs. So don't forget what the new reputation is of the Red Sox. They're no longer spenders. They are pawns for agents to use to get more money for their clients instead.
How could you ever think Scott Boras was bluffing? That's not what he does. I know he's botched a few negotiations in recent years, like with Snell and Jordan Montgomery, and he hasn't always gotten his client top dollar, but you just saw him dangle Pete Alonso in front of you earlier this year, and you didn't bid enough. So he probably thought the Red Sox were non-serious even about the guy that they just basically wrecked their ball club for last year, brought in, and was so incredibly valuable. Why was he worth $40 million for 1 year? But if they have a better offer from the Cubs because they're just playing fair market value, why would they screw around? Oh, well, we already paid you $40 million, so we feel as though you should come to us. That's not how this works. They don't understand the game that they have to play with these people.
They don't have any idea what it takes to land a free agent. That's just the reality now. Because in this situation, you know, you can be fall behind in certain areas and still be in the ballpark and negotiating. But they weren't close financially until late. If you listen to AJ Pierzynski, they were close late when it was already over. They weren't really close. They weren't close in deferrals slash actual money. And they weren't close in terms of a no-trade clause. So you weren't close. If you're close in one of two or two of three, something like that, you're close. You can argue. You were not close on Alex Bregman. You don't know what it means to sign a free agent, to compete for free agency. And I told you guys, I actually didn't want him back on this type of a deal. This is
grossly overpaid, Andy. Grossly overpaid.
I wanted no part of this. But when you add this in conjunction with a year that starts with Dever, actually starts with Bregman and ends with Bregman, and everything in totality that's gone in and been a disaster since, that's the problem. The mismanagement on the whole over the last year. Because I actually don't care that they pissed off Devers by bringing in Bregman. I'm fine with that. I think you found out Devers is a dink. You probably knew he was already kind of a dink, but just magnified his dinkiness. And that's good. It's like Mac Jones. I'm not sure you actually broke him with Joe Judge. He was going to break at some point. You just broke him sooner and moved on faster so you could get to the next guy, which is Drake May. But the Red Sox don't have a next guy because the next guy was Bregman and the next guy is gone. And then the next guy was Alonso or Schwarber and they don't play here either. And you didn't move on to anybody except Contreras and Sonny Gray and cheap bargain basement pre-lockout deals.
Quick question, Andy, honestly, right now, two things. One, who's your second baseman this year? And number two, I'm not going to ask you, but I'll ask you if you think there is a Red Sox fan out there now that has convinced themselves, oh, you know what? They're just going to get Bichette. I'm happier about that anyway.
So if you get Bichette, the conversation changes. I don't see any way in hell they land with Bichette unless he's got no place to go and he signs like an opt-out laden weird
contract.
So we
can lose him next year to the Cubs?
Yeah, 100%.
Unless he signs a one-year prove-it deal because that's all they're offering.
That is all you're going to get. And Fitzy, your other question? I think they're just going with, well, Marcelo Meyer will be at third and Christian Campbell will be at second and that's our team and we'll move forward and Roman Anthony is going to be freaking awesome. And I already had to hear with Ken and Curtis, Sam Kennedy talking about, did you know that over the last X number of years, we've committed to $490 million? That's like me telling people,
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I have a mortgage, and I pay it every month. No one wants to hear about you flipping bills.
Well, no.
You got a house. You got a car. That's the cost of being an adult. The cost of being a Major League Baseball team over multiple years as you spend multiple hundreds of millions. If you don't want to do that, then answer the requests of almost everybody now. Because I don't know if you have ears, Fenway Sports Group. I'm talking to an entity, so it actually doesn't have ears. But John Henry has ears.
They do.
No one wants you owning the team anymore. That's the reality. Is you have pushed people, even people who are passionate fans and supporters are now like, I don't want you owning the team anymore. I know you've done good things over 20 plus years and won World Series, but you don't seem invested in doing that anymore. That's the reality, is no one wants them making the decisions anymore. And that's a sad reality based on where we were. How many months are we removed from October? 4 months? No, bad math. 3 months. Whatever.
Three. But how about the vibes last March when they signed Bregman and we get the cigar photo and says they're so back and the season's going to be great? They had someone who wanted to stay. They had someone who was like an unofficial second manager. Whether or not there were doubts about his injuries with the quad last year and how good he would be over the course of this year, let alone the 5 years he would be grossly overpaid for, I don't know. But if you were willing to upset the apple cart of last year, whether or not you cared about finding out as to what degree of dinkery Rafael Devers was capable of, and I'm starting to, even though you found out about exactly what kind of guy he was and what his professional sports character was or lacked in that capacity, they still didn't treat him well. They still did dirty by him. Now they do this crap with Bregman. When are we ever just going to get a nice? And if you're thank God Roman Anthony got his money early. Why should anybody believe the Red Sox at face value at this point?
But I don't even like the Roman Anthony contract as much because they're adding that into the, well, we've committed to 400 and blah 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 million dollars.
I'm a millionaire. No, you just have a mortgage and a car and like a couple bucks in the bank.
So you signed Rafaela early, you signed Campbell early, you signed Roman Anthony early. And those right there probably total $280 million. So that's half the money you're bragging about spending. That's like bragging about your grocery bill. You have two kids and you're feeding them and you're like, I'm a great dad. I went to Shaw's this week, spent $142 on bread, cereal, and milk. You want a cookie? Or maybe that's what comes when you're a parent. You got to support the damn kid. When you own a baseball team, you got to support the damn baseball team, damn ball.
You also can't present that information in a vacuum. Like, yeah, okay, you spent 400 and whatever million dollars on your contracts. Well, the Dodgers have probably tripled that. The Blue Jays have probably doubled that. The Yankees are spending
more. Two-thirds of Ohtani.
Yeah, like, the Phillies are spending more. Like, you're right. Even if you spent 400 and whatever million dollars, that metric that you want to try to use, you're still... Right. Top third in spending in the, I mean, you got the, you are the only team in Major League Baseball who hasn't spent a red cent in free agency.
Not a free agent dollar, Dan Ball, not a single dollar.
The Colorado Rockies, the Las Vegas Sacramento A's, everybody has spent more money. And yes, I understand that they added money in trades, but that's two trades with one team that won 70-something games last year. You're not a big market team.
Nope.
You're so scared of making a mistake that you now have analysis by paralysis, where you just don't do anything at all. And it's unbelievable.
I think you're so scared of making mistakes that you make mistakes. That, like, that is actually pushing you in the direction of more mistakes.
What mistake are they afraid of now, Andy?
I think long-term deals that blow up in their faces. I think that is like their, oh my God.
Which one do we think scarred them? Is it Devers? Or is it the deals that they didn't do? Because this, you know, when I said Operation Fafo continues at Fenway, for example, the Xander Bogart, like John Lester and Bogarts will be the two examples I'll live and die by forever. There's no way, no reason, no possibility as to why they should have ever worn another team's uniform. Both should have been box to wire, cradle to grave Red Sox, and the Red Sox dicked around with both of them, and then they went elsewhere. Obviously, less success for Bogarts. John Lester then helps another franchise, the Cubs, no less, wouldn't you know? Hey, by the way, Cubs, you're welcome for all the talent that the Red Sox keep whizzing away and funneling to them. They just continue to undervalue their own people. I'm trying to figure out what deal it is. Do they still suffer from Carl Crawforditis or, you know, Adrian Gonzalez syndrome or something? Because the Dodgers cured you of that in one ridiculous offseason.
Well, I do think they are also fearful of the new landscape and the expectation of whatever the cap or new financial landscape.
They're the team and everyone else isn't. Cool.
If I sign a 5-year deal and we have a lockout in 1 year and then there's new business, well, that 5-year deal is not going to age well under the new rules. 617-779-7937. We're upset about the Red Sox. It's unfortunate, although they make me feel better about myself. They actually make me seem less frugal because every once in a while I go out to eat and I'm like, you know what? We're getting apps, drinks, and dessert tonight, or we go on vacation, and I'm like, you know what, we're on vacation, just spend whatever you want, kids, let's get what we want. They make me feel less cheap, and that is not easy to do.
Roughly $40 million in player payroll.
I'm kind of a cheapskate. 617-779-7937. Tyler has been waiting, and I mean this literally the entire show, to talk about this. Tyler in New Hampshire, what's up?
Well, I'm going to try and not use explicits here, guys, but, like, this is just absolute – this is a joke. This is an absolute joke, and I don't want to hear any more about, like, oh, how we're so committed to, like, long-term success. No, you're not. If you were committed to long-term success, you could possibly have Alonzo, but you don't. You could possibly have Joe happen. We're going to keep on hearing the same old thing. It's time to sell the team. Craig Breslow, John Henry, you're clowns.
Thanks for the call, Tyler. We've already heard the pivot. I think Brad Foe was one of them, a couple others, Dan Ball. No, now they're going to pivot to a high-end starter again. So now we're back where we started. We thought they were getting Joe Ryan. They wanted a number two starter after they added like three mediocre starters over the course of the hot stove, quote unquote. Now they're going to pivot to how many starters do they need? Like, what are we doing here? They are scrambling to save their own keisters.
They are, Andy, they are a reactionary ball club, not a proactive ball club.
Yes, even though they told us they were going to be proactive, and they told us even last trade deadline. Then they reacted, and they got, who did they get? Dustin May and frickin' Steven Matzall, folks. And that didn't exactly work out for them. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matty.
Listen, hey, what's up, guys? Great show, great post show last night. Listening to Sam Caddy makes that porridge bit that you guys did seem tolerable.
Son of a bitch.
But, you know, Dan Duquette, right? Dan Duquette moves a little differently because, you know, he hired Don Mattingly, right? He was up in Toronto as a bench coach. Philly just hired him as a bench coach. So connect the dots on that. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I think he means Dave Dombrowski, but yes, Dan Ball?
I got one comment about that call for Matt.
This porridge is too hot.
I don't care for the heat that bit takes.
I didn't care for the bit.
Yeah, I know. You told us. You weren't here. That's why we were able to do it.
Ken didn't either.
Yeah. No. Hey, they're not all going to be winners, right? But you got to keep trying. That would be the lesson the Red Sox would take. We had one bad bit with porridge. We're never going to do bits again. No, we keep swinging. We take caping bites at the apple of bit after bit. Some are winners, some are losers. The Red Sox just, I don't know. I honestly don't know what they're doing. This is probably a bigger question to ask than at 1 minute to go in a segment as we head into an interview with Marcus Jones on a Patriots Monday. But what the hell are they doing, Dan Ball? Like, what is the, is it just avoiding risk? Is it just preparing for a lockout? Is it just
Now's when you should probably play the Peanuts theme for Andy Stiz.
Yeah, you can't. I'm not naive anymore. I'm flummoxed. I don't know what they're doing anymore, and they're not even selling people on anything. They did luck out, though. I will say they luck out that the Bregman news broke Saturday night and not Friday night of Fenway Fest weekend, because had it broken on Friday night,
you would have had John Henry get booed again.
This would have been a much different story. Yes, Diz.
Well, I was just going to say, if you listen to Sam, there's a real sense of urgency with this team.
We're trying to be as supportive as possible. We're trying to have this sense of urgency. Brez feels it. So we're the WhatsApp and text chains are flying all day, every day.
What does that mean?
The WhatsApp and text. I heard that interview with Ken and Curtis. First of all, Breslow comes in way earlier than he's supposed to, gives them like 5 minutes of a whole lot of nothing. And then Sam Kennedy kept pushing back against Curtis. Good for you, Curtis, the way that you handled that interview, asking the questions that the Fenway faithful deserve to have asked that Sam Kennedy, quite honestly, didn't put a real good answer to.
All right, we're a couple weeks away from spring training. Who knows? Maybe like last year, by the time we hit the regular season, Fitzy will be feeling good and there'll be vibes and maybe they'll make moves and maybe there are Bichette signings.
Well, because we'll be celebrating. We'll have just gotten over our seventh Super Bowl hangover.
Or, you're right, we can just go back to talking about a real playoff team, a team that won its first opportunity in the postseason, has advanced to the next round of the playoffs, has young star players, did sign a guy like Milton Williams, who helps get you over the top of at least one game. Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're going to talk to Marcus Jones, who may have had the biggest play in yesterday's win over the Chargers. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Boston Prolo Therapy. The Patriots beat the Los Angeles Chargers last night at Gillette Stadium in the AFC's wild card round. The final score was 16-3 as New England picked up its first playoff victory since the 2018 season. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 17 of 29 with 268 passing yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He also ran it 10 times for 66 yards. In the game, May became the youngest player in NFL history with 250 or more passing yards and 50 or more rushing yards in a playoff victory. New England will host the winner of tonight's game at Gillette on Sunday at either 3 or 6:30 p.m. Tonight, Wild Card Weekend concludes with an AFC matchup as the 5th-seeded Texans visit the 4th-seeded Steelers. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. The Celtics are in Indiana tonight to take on the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston has alternated wins and losses over their last 4 games, most recently losing to the Spurs at the Garden on Saturday. Jaylen Brown is doubtful with lower back spasms for tonight, while Sam Hauser is questionable with right hamstring tightness, and Josh Minot has been ruled out with a left ankle sprain. The Bruins swept their 2 games over the weekend. They stomped the Rangers 10-2 on Saturday, with 7 of the goals coming from Murat Huznadinov and Pavel Zaka. They then beat the Penguins 1-0 yesterday afternoon. Jonas Korpisalo made 27 saves in the shutout effort. And over the weekend, now former Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman signed with the Cubs on a 5-year, $175 million contract that includes a full no-trade clause. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolo Therapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.